passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. A drought should end when it starts to rain, right? Well, not necessarily.
This is a major drought we're in right now. A lot of people think it's just right now. No, it started 3 years ago.
That's J. David Bamberger. Two streams at his 5,500-acre ranch dried up 10 months ago. At his ranch, Bamberger has created water-trapping systems that help make efficient use of water. But even with his conservation system, he couldn't keep the streams alive. So Bamberger says when the rain cuts back, people need to cut back on their water and land use. Before the drought, Bamberger had 225 cows on his land. He keeps selling them and now only has 65.
Part of our mission here is to say to landowners, you can have your cattle, you can have your sheep, your goats, horses, you can be a farmer, you can be a rancher, and you can be a protector of all the species. It's just being able to manage your land and to read nature's signals and signs that she gives to you.
Bamberger says he'll need a lot more rain before his streams flow again.
Well, we'd probably have to have sustained rains of up in the 20 to 30 inches in order to get back to that.
And that could be a while. That's our show with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.